Hallelujah. It's true that we could say many things. But before all, I want to transmit greetings from my daughter, Sister Janina. She greets all the assembly. Also there in Krefeld, they are in the expectation or a wedding. The worst thing that a human being can undergo is the expectation or a wedding. We are waiting for the return of the Lord and the movement of the Spirit. And then with time this thing becomes heavy. In the same way it happened with people of Israel, and now is taking place in the midst of the church. This morning we speak a little bit about the expectation, then we'll touch also Passover. The first Passover was when the Lord brought out of Egypt people of Israel and he brought them in the promised land. They had difficulties when they were in Egypt, and they had also difficulties to enter fully in the plan of God and to realize it. Likewise as today, God has a good plan for our future. Israel was a type of the bride. God is our leader. And now among us we can see these afflictions. Years are passing. We're growing old and young people are growing. And we see all these things around us. God Israel, they're supposed to stay in captivity for 400 years, but they stayed 30 more years in Egypt. We read first in Exodus chapter 3. Then we read also in Ephesians. Let us pray before and ask the blessing from the Lord. Let's bow our head. Glorious Heavenly Father, here we are before thee. You are the giver of all good gifts and blessings. You have generated us as children through Jesus Christ, and here we before thee, believing that you pour your blessing upon us and you'll be in our midst. Give us the sustain which we need to continue, because we want to meet you in the air. Come among us and glorify thy name. Touch the hearts. Bless old people, the youth, and everyone who approaches to you or seeks to do your will. May the Spirit of Jesus Christ come upon us through the word which we read tonight. To you belong honor, glory, and thanksgivings for the blessing which you will give us. As David used to say, I'm glad when they tell me, let us go in the house of the Lord. It's true that we are connected in a platform, but we are united in one spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And as also you have said in your word, where two or three are gathered in thy name, you are there in their midst. To you belong honor, adoration, and all thanksgivings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. We read from Exodus chapter 3, from verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. Verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land of Egyptian, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. It is a prophetic word. Today, God gives us all manifestation of his word. Until today, we still have the thus say the Lord. Let us go in Ephesians. It is true that affliction is around us. In reality, even if we don't see, but there is an action of God around us. We can't see also what takes place, sufferances. We can't see clearly these things. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. God chose people Israel, and he also chose the church. We are the workmanship. So verse 9 and 10, we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Created in the Lamb of God, whom was lame before foundation of the world. And in him our life was already set from our birth till our death. Verse 10 once more. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So he strengthened our heart and our body for us to walk, accomplishing the work of God. If we go back in the book of Exodus, God was speaking to Moses, but he said, I came down to save you or to deliver you. He called Moses for him to use him or to do what he wanted through him. Brother Jafranco, before, he spoke about gift. The gift which people have received are important. That's why we have to check ourselves in the mirror of the Word of God. Because each one of us has received a gift. But we cannot all be preachers. We had received something from God. We must realize it first. In verse 8 in Exodus 3 is written, I am come down. I, in this dispensation, it was through Moses. All along of the journey of the Israelite, he used Moses. Also for us, the church today, this word is wonderful and is precise. I am come down because I heard their cry. Personally, and also when I look at Brother Frank, we are suffering and we are waiting for the Lord. Because the affliction around us push us, and there's something within us which waits for the Lord, and we wait for the manifestation. As is written here, I am come down to deliver them. While I was reading this scripture, I thought about Romans chapter 8. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travailed in pain together until now. And verse 19 also, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. This is a desire of the church to see deliverance. Jesus himself said somewhere in the scriptures, I believe that is written in Luke, you desire to see the day of the Son of Man. That's why the seventh angel, through the seventh angel, the Lord came to deliver his people, his church, which was bound. Some of them, they were in Catholic church, in denomination, under the Roman spirit, but God came to deliver his people. There was a Pentecost. We can't say that it is another Exodus. That's why we are waiting just for the time to enter in the promised land. Abraham, he was looking for a city with eternal foundation. In Hebrew 11 is written there. Likewise, we are seeking for that city. Let us check this passage in Hebrew chapter 11. Verse 26. Likewise, also the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. So Romans 8:26. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. he make the intercession of the saint according to God's will. So Romans 8:26. The night they wait for the angel to pass and deliver them, as God did it with them for that night, during that night, he will do the same with us, the church. Exodus 12, verse 11. And thou shalt ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoe on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. In Italian, yeah, is the an action to pass over. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. God will take his bride. Then he will intervene, because first there will be 3 years of 3 years and a half of peace and security, or safe and peace. Let us go in John chapter 3. These are passages of scripture which speak to us in a deep manner. And this is the Father who wills, which has sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. There is an expectation, John 3:33. Because God did promise that to us, and no one will miss it. All those, as we read in Ephesians, we are workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Amen. God has prepared works in which we have to walk through them, or we have to do them. Yet a little bit of time, and the one who is to come shall come. Amen. We go back in Exodus chapter 3, verse 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed them. What do you think when you read this passage, and what is taking place now today around us? Someone might ask you, where is the God of Elijah today? Hallelujah. Among us there are many needs and necessities, and also we don't realize many things. If the bride does not cry to Christ with all his heart and soul, nothing will take place. Who are those who feel this affliction? I don't believe it's about old people, but also the youth, they are oppressed because the devil somehow is attacking them. There should not be to be. It seems that we don't have the defense, but the Lord is there. What we read in Romans 8. And in 1 Corinthians 12, we heard it before. That is important to put in action the body of Christ. Let us read in John 18. Let us see here. Meanwhile, we are waiting. Also in Revelation 22, the Spirit and the Bride said, "Come, Lord." The Spirit and the Bride, they say, "Come, Lord." I wanted to read in John 18. Verse 8. Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let this go their way." That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, "Of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none." Hallelujah. And God does this. He keeps as an apple of his eye, each member of his body, the body which feels the need to be moved and to glorify the Lord. You see, the expectation is difficult. So to wait, that's why in 1 Samuel chapter 13, the king Saul, he have lost his mind, and that cost him a great price. He had to pay for that. Instead of staying in what God did speak to him, he did something else. 1 Samuel from verse 13. So verse 8, yeah. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed, but Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. You see here, he could not wait. Today in the world, we see how the Antichrist is moving. That's why we are in haste. We want to go. May God grant us grace to stand in our position and to be anchored in the Word of God, to be anchored in Christ Jesus. And in verse 9, and Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offering, and offer the burnt offering." What he's supposed not to do, he's supposed to wait. Let us read in Habakkuk. because in expectation, sometimes we do things without not according to God's will. And also Israel, they had to wait 30 more years before to see their deliverer to come and to bring them out. So there is always this expectation which we should not lose. The manifestation of the children of God will take place, and the body will be put in action. And the Lord, as he said, no, he will lose none of them. The one he knew before the foundation of the world, they are in his plan. And here in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Amen. Also, Zephaniah, God said the same thing, exhorting people to be still and to wait, to listen what the Spirit says to the churches, for us to be strengthened. God showed us the way. Himself could say, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. I go to prepare you a place. When the place will be ready, I come and take you, for you to be where I am. But while we are in the expectation, we are still doing strong things, not in the will of God. We can see it in Africa, here in Europe, things which are done, not according to the word of God. May God grant us grace for us to stay in the position which he put us, or where he put us. These passages of scripture are wonderful. May God, when it come, finds us where he left us. He put us in the body of Christ. He is the head, and we are his body. We are submitted to one head and to one spirit. Philippians 3. Let us go in Philippians. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from hence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that he may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. We are waiting for the Savior, who will change our vile body, and it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Here, God manifests his own will, and he gives us strength to reach the goal. Hebrews 11:14. Hallelujah. This The word here in Hebrew is a special word. I believe it's for each one of us. Abram was waiting for the promise of God. We should be anchored in the promises of God. And to build our faith upon the foundation of prophet and apostle, God granted us grace to go back to the faith of the apostle. This message came to bring back the heart of the bride to the apostolic father. That's why we should continue the walk toward the celestial city. The city whose builder and maker is God is not something which cometh from denominations, but himself is the builder. In Hebrew 11:10, for we look for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. That's why we read before. He said, I am come down to deliver them. And also in this age, the angel of the Lord came in the cloud. Also many have seen him in the platform. When Brother Branham was preaching in Jeffersonville, they could notice that presence. They could notice the angel of God as a sign of the confirmation. He came to bring back the heart of the children to the Father. Through this holy man, whom he chose, that's why what we read in Romans 8. Let us just go back there a second. Romans 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son of God. In Italian, is written revelation of the children of God or Son of God for us to go home. Some passages of scripture, they were precious for Brother Branham, but they are also precious for us. For example, in John chapter 1, when the Lord met Nathanael, and he could reveal him that he was under the tree. And he could say, behold, indeed, an Israelite in whom there is no fraud. And Nathanael, then he recognized, he could say, thou, Jesus, thou art the Son of God. The same action should take place before among us. I believe that with all my heart. It must take place in the midst of the church, in the body of Christ, and we should seek for this action. Do we desire it? Hallelujah. This is the truth. It is biblical. Here is the action of the Holy Spirit, which will provoke the action of God to bring his people back home and to go back. And to go in that city where God is waiting for us, or he prepared for us. 4, Roman 8:19 once more. Now everything is put back to the candlestick, also the word. Everything is revealed to us, and step after step, we are having what God has prepared for us. And the more time pass, we see the will of God and the way of God. May God open our heart and may He grant us grace to understand, because we are living in a difficult time. May this affliction pushes us to seek for God, because we are not in the great tribulation. Why does God waited before to send them a deliverer? Why? Because there was jealousy. They were jealous against their brother Joseph. That's why they sold him, and he found himself in Egypt. But as we know, all things they work together for the good of those who love God. That's why everything took place. First they sold Joseph to Egypt, then they have to come back to Egypt for the famine, during time of famine. And then God has to deliver them, bring them in the promised land. It's like a cycle. And I see this thing, this necessity which the body of Christ has for she to manifest the will of Jesus Christ. I believe we can't see as the devil is moving, also trying to bring people out of control. He's trying to pull out children of God out of the body of Christ. But all the elect, if we go back in Ephesians, we are His workmanship. He made us. And I do believe that with all my heart. He created us. It's true that our mothers and fathers, they give us the outer part, but God has made our inner part. He gave us our inner part. Ephesians 1 chapter 3. Blessed be the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. It's true that we touch unbelief, we touch sins, everything which came out of Eden Garden, but then God granted us grace. He wanted to take us and to bring us back in the truth, in the original, and in eternity. And He will do it for us to be saint. And blameless before Him. Behold, Hear he, my son, in whom I am well pleased. All the world will listen to the children of God. May God grant us grace. Now, the only person heard by all the world is the Pope, but time will come for the world to hear the children of God, and they will see the manifestation of the children of God. In verse 6, it is written, verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Do you see? You see the expectation. That's why a cry cometh out of the believer. We cry and we say, come soon, Lord. We are ready. Your church is ready. We believe it with all our heart. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Let's go back in Exodus 12:13. Yeah, it says, I am the Lord, and the blood will be for you as a sign. And I will see the blood, and I will pass over you when I will smite the country of Egypt. May God help us. And may he give us a faith which becomes a divine reality, because it's a divine reality. It's not about your reality or my reality, but God's reality. And we all must reach the same goal, having same thoughts, same spirit, same heart, and same mind. And when it will take place, as we read it on Thursday, also Brother Frank said it many times, the sickest body in the world is the body of Christ. Why? Because the body was not able to take the remedy or medicine for his disease. If there is not the right bomb in Gilead, may God grant us grace to find the right balm in our heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not just about having the truth, but God heals us through the truth. That's why you cry and I also cry. Then we'll see the manifestation of great things. In Ephesians 1 verse 7, we continue there, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. It is already done. Who shall accuse the elect of God? If your sins were forgiven and thrown in the sea of forgiveness of forgetfulness, who can then accuse you? If God is for us, what shall the world do to us? They can come with vaccine or having a new passport, as they're saying, all these things. The Antichrist is moving all these things. It should be like this, and it must be like this, because it's the plan of God. But you and I are out of these things. Amen. We are out. God has given us the necessary faith. To be put in action. There are still some people who have to come to faith, or people to be healed, and God will lift up his banner and he'll give us the necessary faith and life to glorify the name of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Wherein he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. He purposed in himself that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ under one head. We have to understand that the personal communion or fellowship with the head, because he's my head and your head and he's our Lord. When God say, I am come down, God came down. And men speak in the name of God today. There was first Brother Branham. Now there is a continuity with Brother Frank. We have to understand this thing. May God bless our heart. That, verse 10 again, in the dispensation of the fullness of time. Which time? There is time of calling out, time of Pentecost. Here it speaks about times. Times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So the union must take place. People were scandalized when he say, I came from heaven. Pharisees, they were scandalized. But already with the vision of the stairs of Jacob, when he ran from his brother and he went to marry to Laban's, in a vision you could see a stair in which angel we going up and down. We could already see the image of the reconciliation between heaven and earth, and man and God. We can read it also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. God was in Christ reconciling the world with himself. What a grace. We should reach this union. Many in the Bible, they did not wait for the right time of God. And today, the same thing is taking place. May God speak to our heart and open it. And may He give us wisdom for us to glorify Him. I'd like to read also Philippians. Hallelujah. Ephesians, sorry. Ephesians 4 verse 9. Now that He ascended, what it is, but that He also descended, 4:24. We can start from verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so, be that ye have heard Him, and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, we have to put on the new man, which after God is created righteousness and true holiness. You see why the creature is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of Son of God, the body of Christ to be manifested. Because Jesus Christ came down Himself in His body, and for His church or His bride, His body to be put in action and to move. May God help us to realize it. As we read before in Ephesians chapter 2, we are the workmanship. Created in Jesus Christ to work, to walk in the good works which He ordained. If we go in the nature, before, for example, an earthquake or a tempest, the animals, they find a shelter or a place of refuge. May today the bride go in a place of refuge in God. So before God judges this world, may the bride go already into His refuge place or place of refuge. The word of God is wonderful. Amen. Verse 13. And He said unto Abraham, now of a surety, that thy seed shall be stranger in a land which is not theirs, and shall serve them. In here was after Abraham offered a sacrifice to God, and God then say, your seed shall be in the shall be stranger in a land which is not there, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve shall I judge. And after that, shall they come out with great substances, and thou shalt go in the Amorite. They did not want Israel to enter . They were dangerous people and also full of wickedness. And in verse 18, 19, we can see also other nations. So Genesis 15 from verse 13, the brother read before. Verse 16 says, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, same day, there is an opposition. I don't know if you feel it. And it's the same as it was in the whole time. The Amorites, they were trying to be or to hinder the people of God not to enter the promised land. And today the last Exodus brings us to eternity. And today, what are the signs of the enemy? He uses intellectualism, things which are contrary to faith. And these things make children of God to fall. May God help us not to reason with our head, but to use the heart. What took place in the past should help us to seek in the scripture and to search for us to understand what God is doing today. Prayer is the greater weapon which we had in order to fight the devil. May God grant us grace. Let us read also in Titus chapter 2. We can read from verse 11. For the grace of God is that bring a salvation that appear to all men, which teaching us denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquities and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good work. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. May God bless our heart and help us. What took place with Israel today is taking place with the church. We could say many things, but one thing is sure, and is that the Lord is about to come back. When we were younger, we were not paying attention or giving importance of the oppression for God to bring, in order for God to bring his people back home. In Exodus, we see that there was affliction and they were oppressed, and that was pushing them to cry to God. And also today, there are needs among people of God. May God help us to have the right position in order to glorify the name of Jesus Christ more than before. Today is important to recognize in which time we live in. Passover is coming. So, speaking according to the human calendar, in the day of Passover, there was a death. Jesus died and the Holy Spirit came down. Also in Azusa Street, it took place. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it is written, I pour my spirit upon all flesh. After Azusa Street, people made organization. It needed a messenger to come and to bring all things out, and now a teacher to bring everything back in the Bible, to bring every thoughts, every revelation, to put them in the plan of God, and for you and me to listen, while listening, to have faith and to be strengthened, because these things, they give us strength to continue the work. Is this kind of strength we need for us to continue. God is the one who created us, because our parents, they gave us this body, but God did a special work, and today there is also a free will, and till the end it shall be like this. After a man sinned, God could say, hear ye, a man became like one of us. Today there is confusion between position of a man or a woman, all these things. That's why we must go back in the beginning. In Acts of the Apostle, we can see the pattern. In chapter 2, they were breaking bread with simplicity of heart, dwelling together. What a blessing. It is not this platform which hinder us to be one. Not even one when we are in the church means to be one. No, but we are connected with the Spirit, because you can be physically closer, but then spiritually speaking, you are far one from another. You cannot even imagine. But if we are far physically but spiritually united, if we pray, great things will happen. And we can also destroy in this way the work of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless our heart. And may He continue to work with us. Next Sunday will be June 1 with Zurich. Oh. When God said, "I am come down to deliver them," we have to believe with all our heart that He truly came down among us. Now it is as a spirit among us. Before He was in the form of, in the flesh body, in the body of flesh. Do you realize all these things? Do you feel it? May God open our hearts for the powerful action of the Holy Spirit to take place. May God bless the small and the big. In Italian we say hold the youth and elder people. Praise be given to God. Many things could still be said. God is walking with us. It is written, "Be careful of what you do, because my angel shall go before thee." And we all know who was that angel. And at this end time, God came in through this message to prepare the bride for the second coming of the Lord. And the word is preparing the bride. The Lord works with us. We don't have any account to give to anyone, but the account we shall give it to God, our Father. I don't have to deal with my brother, but I have to deal with God. Let bow our head. May the Lord once more this morning bless our heart. I believe that He touched our heart because He is the high priest and knows perfectly the needs, and He knows where to touch for Him to restore each one of us, to speak to us and to visit us, because we need the visitation of the Spirit of God, of the promises of God, and of the life of Jesus Christ in the midst of His church. May God bless all of us. Let's bow our head. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, for this blessing. Which you gave us through your word. Heaven and earth shall pass away. This age shall pass away. By this precious and authentic true word dwelleth forever. You are restoring and you are also helping us to continue our work, granting us also the capacity to understand the importance of walking with you in righteousness and doing works which God did when he was on earth. That's why the old creature groaned, waiting for the manifestation. Inspired us, we heard about 1 Corinthians 12, you have distributed gifts to everyone, and every one of us has a part of you. It's like the talents given to your servants. Grant us grace to put the talents in actions. Every trouble in which we found ourselves to, let them stop in Jesus' mighty name. For the sick or diseases, sick people to be healed, and the body of Christ to be healed with the medicine which cometh from the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. Bless every brother and sister. Bless all the families, and let your blessing descend upon us for us to glorify the saint, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you because you continue to visit us and to speak to our heart. Continue to walk with us and be with us, O Lord. Glory and adoration belongs to you. Let also the action and power of Jesus Christ, he who has power in heaven and earth, we want to receive that power from you. Still being in this world which shakes and is lost, we thank you for all. Continue to visit our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we want to thank you once more because you show us your will. There is a permissive and a perfect will. In the flesh, when you were about to die, you say, Father, let this cup depart from me, because the flesh is weak. We also are the same, Lord. But then you have accomplished the perfect will of God, not the permissive will. But at the end, you could say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. The path is difficult, and each one of us has to bear his cross. Through your will, you have redeemed a mankind from sin. The veil was torn apart. Let your perfect will to be done. With your permissive will, it's easy to walk, but we do not wonder. We want your perfect will. Help us to take that straight gate. And we want to do your will. That's all what we want. Because we want your name to be sanctified and glorified in our life. Oh Lord, let each one of us to take in his heart the scripture and we have also to understand that it's not about our will but it's about your will, because you will change our heart. We all are born in sins, made with all the weaknesses, but it is also true that you beget us through the Spirit, and the soul which cried Abba Father, seeking for your will and your face day after day. We want to be your children, beget by Spirit and the blood. Let our soul be ready for Passover. It is true that we cannot get it, but let us understand and hear what the Spirit says to the churches in order not to accomplish your permissive will, but the perfect one, Lord. We want that will which cometh from the throne of grace. That is what we want. Even if it's hard to live in this earth, on earth doing your will, but we are drawn by your word and pushed by your Spirit to follow the same steps of Christ. Let each one of us to continue to seek for your face and to not to stop to pray, but to be attentive to the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.